Welcome to Feed Store Fanatic Podcast with your host, Randall Rakowitz. Listen in to learn about fun and educational topics that will make all you feed store fanatics smarter at the coffee shop, the soccer fields, or wherever you hang out. We discuss feed store lingo, innovative products, and always have professional guests to inform and entertain you. On the show, we talk to experts who give practical advice to homeowners, ranchers, gardeners, pet lovers, chicken mamas, stock show families, and those with an animosity for pesky insects. Together, we're going to dig deeper to cover the topics that we share with our customers daily so that you'll be on your way to success.
So welcome to our first episode of the Feed Store Fanatic Podcast, and we thank all of you out there for listening today. We've got a very special guest and one that I'm honored to have on our first episode, someone that I've known for a long time in my life and had an opportunity a few years ago, had some business owners come to me and say, we're thinking about considering an internship and what are your thoughts on that? And I said, well, that would be great. And then they told me who would the intern that was going to apply would be. And I said, I think that would be even better. And knowing this person most of her life, I think we made a very good decision. Very educated young woman, and I'm so proud to have her on here today with me. And she's going to be visiting with us a little bit about cattle and mineral, and we're going to talk about those things today. And her name is Jennifer Rantham. So welcome to the program, Jennifer.
Thanks, Randall. Happy to be here.
If you don't mind, just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background, and then we'll talk a little bit about mineral.
Sure thing. So like Randall said, I am a native Central Texan. And I grew up in Central Texas outside of Holland and was heavily active in 4-H and showing beef breeding heifers and market steers. And that's where I met Randall. He was actually my extension agent growing up for most of my 4-H years. And through that experience in 4-H, it really sparked my interest in agriculture and to pursue the career path I have today. So I went to Texas Tech University, where I majored in animal science with a specific focus on livestock production. And I was an intern for Purina while in college and had the opportunity to come back in the home area to intern and enjoyed every minute of it. I then was hired on full-time with Purina and Temple and Belton Feed as their outside feed sales rep. So I am a livestock production specialist for Purina. And I love what I do. I spend most days out in my pickup, going down the road and visiting with farmers and ranchers about their livestock programs, the operations, and putting together good management programs and nutrition programs for them. So I'm happy to be here today to talk a little bit on cattle and mineral.
Excellent. Well, we are glad to have you here with us today, Jen. And I know all the listeners out there are excited to hear what you have to tell us. I just want to start out by saying, you know, why do cattle need mineral?
Yeah, so good cattlemen know that proper nutrition is important to cattle. And while minerals take up a small portion of the cattle's overall diet, they play a big role in animal performance. I think it'd be bold enough to say that minerals are just as important as the feed and the water that those cattle need. And cattle perform better when on a balanced diet with minerals in them. This goes from everywhere from the cow-calf herd all the way to the feedlot segment. The performance of minerals follows them through. Mineral plays a key role in several different areas, and some of those areas would be bone and muscle development, establishing a good immune system and an appetite to drive and go after feed. And for our cow-calf producers in Central Texas, these terms of fertility, fetal development, milk production, and semen production are really important to them, as many of those have cow-calf herds that they're putting calves on the ground. And That's a big investment area for them. So as the forage quality changes throughout the year and they're deficient in those key minerals, having a good, solid, complete mineral program such as our Purina Wind and Rain, I believe should be a staple in every operation.
Okay, well, great. What, Jen, determines which minerals we need to be feeding?
So there are several factors that can influence making a mineral decision. We like to start this with at Purina and at Temple and Belton Feed with visiting with our producers on the goals of their operation and their program and understanding what that goal is, 6 months from now, a year from now, and that overall vision of their operation. We then go and there's an entire portfolio of Purina minerals that we can choose from, but we use factors such as forage quality and quantity and the time of the year and the forage they will be on. Cattle nutrition needs, such as, you know, if they're bred heifers, open heifers, bulls, or maybe some calves you're sending to the feedlot, and looking at the labor and delivery and what product form fits that producer best.
Exactly. Well, Jen, sometimes in the stores, you know, at Temple and Belton Feed, I'll have producers that feed mineral from time to time, and maybe it's seasonal for them. What do you think is the most important time to feed mineral to our cattle?
I will say, and any feed person out there that deals with cattle nutrition and performance will say all the time, 365 days a year. Your cattle are working 365 days a year, whether that is growing and putting pounds on in the feed yard or developing calves and putting babies on the side of mamas. They do not stop their job. And so I kind of get a giggle out of this because I refer to my example of, you know, it's like purchasing you go and you purchase a nice pickup, and man, you're proud of this truck. It was a big investment, and you're hoping this pickup will last you years, and you can take it from anywhere, hauling a gooseneck trailer down the road to taking a kid to soccer practice. But what happens if you don't service that vehicle and you don't get the tires rotated or the oil changed? You end up investing a lot of money in a piece of equipment that won't last you very long. And cattle are similar in the sense that we ask them to work for us. They are a huge investment to the program, and making sure that they have key minerals supplied to them each and every day to replenish and keep their body stores working right will help increase their longevity in your cow herd and maximize performance so that you can maximize your bottom dollars and keep the healthy calves on the ground.
Great. Well, that's exactly right. But I do know that I've also got some customers that say, well, you know, why can't I just use a salt block? What are your thoughts on that, Jen?
So salt is an interesting topic because I hear it quite a bit. And salt requirements and actual mineral requirements are different. Mineral, such as, you know, the 14 essential macro and micro minerals in the Purina Wind and Rain line influence reproductivity. You know, your cobalt, magnesium, selenium, zinc, all of those things are important for tissue development, for health and immune. And when you compare that to salt, salt does not give the benefits such as the, you know, the cobalt, magnesium, phosphorus, things of those sorts. Salt is really good for driving intake on water and to get cattle to come to certain areas. It's a great way to utilize that. But in all of our Purina Wind and Rain lines, we formulate salt in the diet. And so it's much more efficient and it pays a lot more on your bottom dollar to provide a good solid mineral program than just a salt program.
Jen, you know, also I've got quite a few folks that have maybe tried mineral in the past or just said the cattle just won't eat it. What are your responses to that?
Yes, that comes up often when I talk with cattle producers that have been on several different mineral programs over the year or maybe fed a program years ago and had a bad experience. And the truth is, if you're putting out a mineral, cattle have to eat it in order for you to see a benefit and for them to benefit. And so there are several factors that can influence mineral consumption. Some of these are pretty obvious, but there's been quite a few times that those obvious factors are missed. And that would be a placement of a mineral feeder, making sure that that mineral feeder is accessible, that it's in an open area and not closed off in pens. Cattle don't want to come in a pen area and eat mineral when everybody else is out grazing on the pasture. So making sure it's in a good area, the proximity close to water, that will drive intake on certain minerals. The amount of forage that's available and the time of year. Sometimes with that standing green forage, it's a little bit harder to get cattle to come to the mineral feeder. And so that's a factor that people have seen. And phosphorus. Phosphorus is actually has a bitter taste to it on cattle. And so when you look at mineral, if you have a high phosphorus mineral, typically they're not going to eat a whole lot of it. And if they're not eating much in that phosphorus as a macro mineral, then they're not going to eat enough to get those micro minerals either, and you'll see a lack of performance there. So overall, you got to get cattle to eat it with the right balance of the macro and micro minerals in a complete mineral.
Yes, that's exactly right. I guess to now, Jenna, if you don't mind, let's go into a little bit about what we offer through our stores with the Wind and Rain mineral through Purina. If you would mind describing those and what options are available to producers out there.
Sure thing. So at Temple and Belton Feed, we carry several different types of loose mineral on the Purina Wind and Rain lines. My go-to for cow-calf producers in this area that performs great is our Wind and Rain 7.5 complete mineral. This is a 7.5% phosphorus, and having that phosphorus in at that level gets us a targeted intake of 4 ounces per head per day. Purina does several trials, and to have a targeted intake and an intake from research at 4 ounces per head per day gives those cows what they need. And as the forage quality changes throughout the year and we get into those dormant winter months, having a mineral that they can eat at that level will provide them with those micro minerals that they need for fetal development. We also carry Wind and Rain 1212. This is probably one of our oldest minerals that we have. And at Temple and Belton Feed, we sell quite a bit of it. That 12% phosphorus is a little bit bitter to cattle sometimes. So more and more, we are going to a 7.5, but 1212 is still a good option too. We also carry our Wind and Rain High Mag, and this would be your lush forage mineral. This is one that if you are grazing anything like wheat, rye, or oat pastures, you would want to provide free choice to your cattle to make sure that we factor in that they get good mineral consumption and good sources of magnesium to help prevent grass tetany on your mama cows that might be having a calf at their side pull some pretty big heavy energy from them. We also, like right now, this is a big one, is our Wind and Rain 7.5 complete with fly. That fly control is called Alcicid, and it is a insect growth regulator, a feed through. And what it targets is the horn fly. And horn flies cost beef cattle producers nearly $1 billion annually in a diminished weight gain. And so when we look at fly control on cattle, there are several factors that play into having a good fly control program. But Wind and Rain fly can show up to, you know, 50 and 60% cutback on flies on your cows. And to give you a little idea of what that shows, a good population on a cow is about 200 flies. That's considered controlled. If you have cows with, you know, 300 horn flies on her, each horn fly will take about 30 to 40 blood meals a day. And in the one span of a day, you can have 12,000 bites on one cow. And that's pretty miserable. And when those cows are out there and they're swishing their tails and they're bunched up, they're not doing their job of going out and grazing for you and putting that weight on with pasture. And so they're costing you money. And so the payoff on a fly mineral is actually, you can actually have calves weigh about 15 to 30 pounds heavier by using a fly control program due to decreasing that fly control on your cow herd and maximizing performance and not have that loss on weight gain, on weight loss. And then lastly, as far as, you know, what's new in the world of minerals, we have our Purina Wind and Rain ProCycle. And ProCycle is a premium type product. This is geared towards our high performance cattle producers and maybe your high performance cow-calf people or your seed stock people that have those high reproductive standards. It's got additives for fiber digestibility. So anytime that you have your cows out grazing, which should be all the time, if you can increase fiber digestibility, you are not only utilizing your cheapest source of feed, which is your grass, you're utilizing that better, but you're also putting more condition on those cows that'll rebreed better. It also has two sources of minerals, one being an organic, ProPath4, which is bound to an amino acid, and the other, which is an inorganic or hydroxybonded mineral. And this allows these minerals to be protected against rumen antagonists, so they will be better absorbed, overall helping you collect more embryos, close your breeding window down, and get reproductive rates increasing.
Great. That is a great package, and I'm so glad that we're able to offer that to our producers, Jen. And all of those you just talked about are those wind and rain minerals are loose minerals that are weather resistant. Do we have any other options for getting mineral to the cattle other than the loose mineral?
Oh, yes, we sure do. At Temple and Belton Feed, we actually offer several different options, and one of those is the loose mineral form, the wind and rain that we've been talking about. But our other option would be our tubs. And at Temple and Belton, we want to provide our customers with mineral options that work and that get consistent intake. And by utilizing a tub, our precision mineral tubs, you can get them in several different options, one being the complete mineral, one being the mineral with the insect growth regulator. So you can also get fly control in a tub, and you can also get high mag in a tub as well. I really like tubs because they are so consistent. And anytime you have calves out and they are licking on a tub, they're creating saliva. And when you're creating saliva, you're getting that rumen going. And what the rumen, when it's efficient, you've got better weight gain. And so I really like using a tub for that. I also like tubs if you have bulls, because anybody that runs a cow-calf operation or has bulls knows they like to tear up feeders. And utilizing a tub, it has not only the mineral, but the feeder there included. And if those bulls push them around, you have a lot less loss as far as having those minerals spilled all over the place and a damaged feeder too as well.
Well, I have this question a lot, Jen, and I just want you to help me with it. When we sell a tub or loose mineral, and a gentleman or a cattlewoman might say, give me two bags of mineral and one of each salt block. Is that something we should be doing? Should we put the salt blocks out with the mineral, or what's your take on that?
So that's a great question. And really, when you look at your mineral and salt supplementation, it goes from if your mineral is a complete mineral. Our Purina wind and rain minerals are complete with salt included. So you do not have to add extra salt. That it then could become an added cost to your program. However, if you're looking to drive intake on mineral a little different, you can use salt to help increase or decrease mineral consumption. But overall, I recommend using a good fortified mineral that is complete.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else we need to know about minerals with our cattle here in Central Texas?
So as we look at the competitors in the market, there are several that are out there. I will say with Purina, we create minerals that are consistent and predictable. We, between the years of 2012 and 2017, trialed over 24,000 a head and got an intake of 4.06 ounces a day. So there's no guessing when it comes to Purina mineral. It's weatherized with a large particle size to withstand the harsh conditions of Mother Nature. And we offer several options to start your cattle on mineral. So if you ever have a question on mineral or you're looking to change, we offer feed trials. And at Temple and Belton Feed, we'd be happy to work with you on those.
Great. Well, thank you so much again. This is our first podcast. And so I'm going to do something on each episode. And it's really kind of personal. And so I've been thinking about what I wanted to do to make it personal. And those of you that know me out there, and maybe some of you that don't know me, you know my favorite musical instrument. I won't mention it to you, Jen, but I do want to ask each person that comes on, what is your favorite musical instrument?
So mine, many people might not know this about me, but is the piano. I actually took piano lessons for, I think it was 6 years, and that's something I do to kind of get the stress off. So that's my favorite one.
Hey, we might have a winner here. So there's a little hidden message behind this. And it is that now that I am the age I am, I'll let you guys know, I have a little lifelong dream of learning to play the accordion. And it is my favorite musical instrument. Jen, could you help me learn how to play the accordion? Is that something you have skills with?
Unfortunately, I wish I had some skills with that. The only skills I have is for my 3-year-old nephew, and I don't think they even meet his standards.
Well, thank you so much for coming on here and being our first guest, Jen. It was great to have you on, and the information was very valuable. I'm glad to share it with all of our Feed Store fanatics.
Thanks so much. Happy to be on.
So, folks, we're going to end there. And just thank you so much for listening in. We'll tune in next week and listen to our guest. And maybe, just maybe, we can find someone that can help me play the accordion.